Russell on Affection. The best type of affection is reciprocally life-giving. Each receives affection with joy and gives it without effort, and each finds the whole world more interesting in consequence of the existence of this reciprocal happiness. There is, however, another kind, by no means uncommon, in which one person sucks the vitality of the other. One receives what the other gives, but gives almost nothing in return. Some very vital people belong to this blood-sucking type. They extract the vitality from one victim after another, but while they prosper and grow interesting, those upon whom they live grow pale and dim and dull. Such people use others as means to their own ends, and never consider them as ends in themselves. Fundamentally, they are not interested in those whom for the moment they think they love. They are interested only in the stimulus to their own activities, perhaps of a quite impersonal sort. Evidently, this springs from some defect in their nature, but it is one not altogether easy either to diagnose or to cure. It has a characteristic frequently associated with great ambition, and is rooted, I should say, in an unduly one-sided view of what makes human happiness. Affection in the sense of a genuine reciprocal interest of two persons in each other, not solely as means to each other's good, but rather as a combination, having a common good, is one of the most important elements of real happiness. And the man whose ego is so enclosed within steel walls that this enlargement of it is impossible misses the best that life has to offer, however successful he may be in his career. A too powerful ego is a prison from which a man must escape if he is to enjoy the world to the full. A capacity for genuine affection is one of the marks of the man who has escaped from this prison of self. To receive affection is by no means enough. Affection which is received should liberate the affection which is to be given, and only where both exist in equal measures does affection achieve its best possibilities.